Joseph, we studied together before how the Antichrist, in the middle of the 7 years, he will break the covenant which he makes. It was in Daniel 9:27. And it's written that when he breaks the covenant, he puts the abomination of desolation in the temple. And we studied also the rebuilding of the temple and how this abomination will trigger the beginning of the Great Tribulation. Now, I'm wondering, what is the abomination of desolation?
All right. I believe that it's what Daniel 13 refers about. The Bible doesn't specify what is it. So for me, the way I see it, all right, it's the image of the beast that Revelation 13 talks about. There is going to be a second beast coming, Revelation 13:11, and he's going to prepare the way for the Antichrist.
Okay, and it still doesn't explain what is the image of the beast.
Well, I think that's abomination of desolations. So let me explain one at a time. So in Revelations 13:11, the second beast comes up with the horns of a lamb by the mouth of a dragon. So this guy definitely is a demon. He's going to be like, he comes with the... with the horns of a lamb, so and he's called the false prophet. He's called in Revelation 16. Look, here it is. In Revelation 16, verse 13. In Revelation 16, 13, and Revelation 19, 20, he's called the false prophet who worked the miracles in the front of the beast, and by those miracles deceive the people. So it's the same second beast that talks about Revelation 13.
I remember you explained to us very nicely about the false prophet.
So this guy comes with the horns of a lamb. So it means, I just want to add this, I didn't say last time, it means either he's a Christian, because the horns of a lamb represent Jesus, or it can be another religion, it could be Muslim, for example, that the horns of a lamb shows that he's a Muslim preaching peace. Because, you see, the Muslims are waiting for the Mahdi, and he's like, he's the one that, according to the Quran, the Mahdi is the 12 imam, the 12 big leaders, and is a descendant of Muhammad. And according to the Quran, he's going to come. And immediately before the return of Isa, if in the Quran, is Jesus Christ. So just before the return of Christ, which the Quran admits he will come to establish the kingdom of God on earth, imagine. Of course, they got this from the Bible, because the Quran was written 600 years after Christ, so they copied everything from the Bible. So any prophecies in the Quran was taken from the Bible, because the Bible was written much longer before. So this guy, right now the Muslim world is very, very much waiting for him. And the biggest teacher of Islam and the Quran, you can check on internet this, and I will tell you everything about it. And I got this information from Wikipedia and from other sources, other writings from Islam, from Muslim. And so the Muslim, they believe that when this Mahdi is going to come, he's going to establish a peace on earth for a time of 7 years. Imagine. Okay, that's exactly the time that our Bible says, written 500 years before Jesus, the prophet Daniel, in Daniel 9:27, it says for 7 years, the Antichrist will make a covenant over the earth. And so...
This explains why, I remember I was asking you, how come the Muslims will follow the Antichrist? I mean, they look at him as a savior.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it could be a Christian, a big, big Christian, telling the Christian world to follow the Antichrist, but very, very easily it could be a Muslim, because you see, the Muslim need a prophet to follow a guy. The Christian don't. The Christian world is already deceived. And the whole Europe, the whole America is already following the devil. I mean, they are de-Christianized. The devil has done a very good job to de-Christianize the West, and they don't care anymore about the church, about religion, about Jesus, or nothing. You can see how these two big blocks, three big blocks, Russia, Europe, and America, they're already following the devil. I mean, Christianity is a very, very small thing. Sunday morning, a ghetto, they are there. But it's like this big, all these nations are already, they'll follow any Antichrist that shows up. But the Muslim would need a prophet.
But why? Because they are just as deceived and even worse. I mean, the Muslims, they don't even believe in the Savior, and they follow the devil just as much. They are deceived. Plus, they will believe the Antichrist is the Savior.
No, because the Muslims are much more religious than the West. The West, they are atheists. The Muslim world, they believe in Allah. They believe in Muhammad. They need a prophet. In the sense, like when Iran made war against Iraq, they were following the prophet Khomeini, etc. No, they're very much into prophets, those guys.
Because they are very strict in their religion.
Because the Islam is a big religion, they have they always try to mix religion with the state. Like the government of most Muslim countries are mixed up with religion. In the West, this doesn't happen anymore. That was the Holy Roman Empire, which is not anymore. Now the West is completely secularized, etc. So these false prophets, it would be either a Christian or a Muslim. And the Muslims are waiting for a prophet, are waiting for a Mahdi. Okay? Now, let's go back to the abomination, which you ask. So you ask, what is the abomination? I believe that the abomination is going to be the image of the beast of Revelation 13, which the false prophet, all right, will tell the world to build an image of the beast. Do you want to read it? It's in Revelation 13, I think it's 17, 15, 16, over there.
Revelation 13, verse 14. And deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
Okay, so he will tell the world to make an image. Now, this image has a lot to do with world control, because since Revelation 13 tells us that these false prophets will also tell the world to receive a mark of the beast. It's not the Antichrist. It's the false prophet who tells the world to receive the mark of the beast.
Yes, because in the following scripture, it talks about the mark of the beast.
Yeah, right, can you read that?
Yes.
Verse
16. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
So, you see, when it says that he causes all in verse 16 to receive the mark, it's a whole paragraph which starts in verse 11. He's talking about the same person all the time, the same beast. The second beast that comes after the first is the false prophet. So it's the first prophet that causes the world to receive the mark of the beast. Understand? Because they're going to be nations fighting against the Antichrist, many nations, and they're not going to receive the mark of the beast because they're fighting against the beast. And then, of course, the beast, the Antichrist, is going to overcome them. All right? So it's the false prophet who comes in the name of God, the God of Jesus, or the Allah of Muhammad, depends. And he will deceive the world, and he will tell the world to receive the mark of the beast, and before that, to make an image. Now,
I'm wondering, because we did study about the mark of the beast, what it could be. What can it be, the image?
Yes, first I remind you about the mark of the beast. So the mark of the beast is like nobody can buy and sell except they that have the mark. The mark cannot be a rubber stamp. It cannot be a tattoo. It cannot be like a registration plate of a car. It must be something along with the spirit of the times. Now, how do you buy and sell these days? You cannot buy and sell these days, either with cash, if you don't have cash, or with a debit card or a credit card. Okay, these things have a microchip inside. Microchip connects to the bank through the scanner of the shop, and they will invalidate it if you don't have money. Okay, so today, you simply just look at the world today. You cannot buy and sell today if you don't have a credit card with a microchip or if you don't have cash. Now, the Bible says the cash is not going to be good enough. You need the mark of the beast. So the mark of the beast will have necessarily have to be a microchip inside a credit card, a debit card, whatever card. But it says here that they receive the mark in the forehead or the right hand. So the most logical, natural thing would be for people to receive this microchip in the right hand on their forehead. Anyway, if that's not going to be, I don't care. I'm not going to prophesy. I'm not prophesying it's going to be the microchip. For me, it could be a potato, a broccoli, a cauliflower. I don't care. What I am preaching, for sure, is that is a mark that people will receive. Now, the mark, it could be anything. Of course, it's a parable, all right? And I believe it's going to be the microchip. So whatever it's going to be. But whatever it's going to be, okay, even if it's going to be a broccoli, it will have to be some kind of electronic broccoli that will tell you if you have money in the bank or not. All right? So that's why most of the Bible teachers, just about almost all the Bible teachers, I would say 99%, they agree is the microchip. Why? Because the microchip has all the characteristics of a mark of the beast. Because a microchip tells you who you are, where you live, if you're good, if you're bad, your health situation, your driving license, your political tendencies, if you're a terrorist or not. It'll tell you if you have money in the bank or not. When I got my passport, okay, and I'm Italian, and they told me with this passport, they told me, you can go in the United States without visa. I said, how is that? I have friends of different nationality, and they couldn't get the visa. Well, okay. And all this, they said to me, oh, this simply, because this passport has a microchip. Ah. And they explained to me. The microchip, they already, it's like they already investigated for years and years. It's everything here. Ah. So you understand, people with a microchip, they can buy and sell because the microchip can tell that they have money in the bank or not. You can cross borders, not just in the Schengen Europe. You can cross the border into America, wherever the agreements, you know, understand, that will take place for everything. So basically, the people will, most of the world will be happy to take the microchip. It solves like a lot of the problem. Nobody can steal your money. Nobody can use your credit card. It's like is the heaven on earth of the bankers. And it's like it would have been a dream for somebody like Stalin or Hitler to be able to have something like this to control people. You understand? So what's the abomination of desolation? Okay. The reason I believe that is going to be the image of the beast is because there's nothing else in the Bible that could be a parallel. Also, it's like before, you notice that before the second beast tells the world to receive the mark of the beast, first it tells the world to make an image. Why? Because the image is supposed to control what? The microchips or whatever chip is going to be. Okay, this image of the beast is not going to be a painting of a guru from India. This image of the beast is going to be, I think it's going to be a computer. Like a computer is an image of the world. The computer shows all your pornography of the world, the politics of the world, the banks of the world, the good and the bad of the world. So only there are computers in Russia which are aimed against America in case there is an atomic war. There are computers in America aimed, programmed to a click to destroy Russia in case Russia decides to make an atomic attack. So what I'm trying to say is that the computer will do whatever you program it for. So the Antichrist will program this image of the beast, which I think, I believe is a computer. Okay, and but if it's not a computer, if it's a wheelbarrow, that's okay with me too. I don't care. I just think that these days of age, the world has already accepted to be organized by computers. World meteorology, national meteorology, and worldwide this is controlled by computers. The atomic defense system in the United States is computerized, and the Russian also. Without computers, you cannot control an atomic defense a nation has. You need computers. I said, I have a computer. you have a computer, like, this day of age, nobody who has a job in a shop, in a school, can do without computers. You have to have a computer. Okay. So anyway, I believe the image of the beast will be a computer, but not just a computer you just go by here around the corner. It will be like the top of the pyramids. It will be the computer that controls all computers, like a pyramid. You know, all the police computers of this country, they're all centralized in a place. Like in this city, they're centralized in the office of the commander. Then all the cities of these countries are centralized, talking about the government computers, okay? Centralized in the capital. So when there's going to be a worldwide government, all the centralized computers of each country in each capital will be centralized in one huge big one, which will check on everybody, on everything, on our computers, like the top of a pyramid. Like a president who control the generals, who control all the colonels, who control all the captain and so on. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's why I believe that the abomination of desolation will be a computer which, when the Antichrist in Daniel 9:27 will stop the daily sacrifice, will substitute the Jewish animal sacrifice, daily sacrifice, with an abomination of desolation, which will be a computer, which will control all the world, because the world will be globalized and centralized.
That's like him moving into the temple as his headquarters, right, with a computer, because he proclaims himself God and he wants the world to worship him. So that's going to become his headquarters. That's why the computer moves in the temple.
Well, he will put the computer in the temple, because that's what he says in Daniel 11:31. You want to read it?
Daniel 11:31. Yes. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate.
All right. So he will, why of all places is going to put it in the temple? Well, listen, it's an interesting scripture in 2 Thessalonians here. See, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. Can you read it? Do you have it there?
Second Thessalonians
2, yes. Verse 3.
What is this first? It says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition."
All right, keep reading.
Verse 4, "Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God."
So you understand, the Antichrist is going to sit in the temple of God, showing that he is God. Now, if he's going to do that like that in a political way, like Hitler was like a political god for the Nazi, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So we will see, right, what kind of divine worship he will require, we'll find out. But I think he will be satisfied that people just take the mark of the beast. They'll have to worship him whether they like it or not. So because he sits in the temple of God, okay, he's going to place this his image, like his mirror, you can see his face, spiritually speaking, his image next to him, like in the same area in the temple. So because he sits in the temple of God, why does he go to the temple of God? Can he not sit down in a hotel nearby? No. In the temple of God, because that temple is going to be the center of the world, because this temple, this Jewish temple, is going to be on Mount Moriah. They're already thinking about building it. If you go on the internet, you'll see. Because Jerusalem, this temple is in Jerusalem, and that's the city which is the capital of the world, religiously speaking. All right? And is the center of Islam, Christianity, and Muslim. And so that's it. He's going to sit in the temple of God. He's going to put the abomination of desolation there, which I believe is going to be a computer, which I believe this computer, demonically programmed, is going to control all the microchips, which is going to be implanted on everybody's head all over the world, and through signal, just like the centralized office of your cellular phone, with a click controls all the cellular phone of this company. So with a click, it will control all the people who receive the microchip or the mark of the beast, just like the control, the remote control, the cellular phones today. It's demonic. And it can be this microchip, there are articles upon articles, which they can be programmed to influence people's brain. A guy, it was in the news, a guy from Saudi Arabia, he invented a microchip that can kill the person that carries it. And he went to Germany to patent it, and they refused it. And it was a big publicity in the world. You can check on internet. It's a killer microchip, it's called. And this guy wanted to patent it because he's from Saudi Arabia, because he said he can kill the person that has it. And he said the government can use it against the criminal. I mean, that's very scary. Imagine a good government could use it against the criminals. But imagine a good government in quotes, like Stalin's government, Hitler governments, and Mussolini governments, and the Antichrist governments. They're going to kill not the bad people. They're going to kill the Christians. Understand? So this microchip can also be used. It has healing properties. It's a long list. So the world is going to accept it.
It's very interesting, this idea that a computer would be the abomination of desolation. Also because I realize it makes sense in verse 15, we read, Revelation 13. It says, this image of the beast will cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And a computer can do that. A computer can keep the record of all the people who don't want to receive the mark and actually transmit signals that they need to be killed. A computer can do all these things. And then it says that it can speak. The image of the beast can speak.
Yeah, today computers are speaking. Before the creation of computers, people couldn't understand how an image could speak. Well, today this is a technology which has been reached. Computer can speak with a click. There are also programs that you put a piece of paper typed and the computer reads it and translates it into audio. So definitely this has already been achieved today. And the computer it will not need to say, go kill a guy. Simply, it will declare illegal a certain category of people. For example, hundreds of thousands of born-again churches all over the world, they will lose their recognitions of the state. They will be declared like the government does not recognize them as churches. Therefore, they're going to be illegal. And once they declare you illegal, then the step is brief to categorize you with the terrorists or whatever they want. And there is going to be such an emergency in the world, maybe due to some nuclear terrorism. Maybe the devil is going to have his people blow up maybe a big city with an atomic bomb. The world is going to be so freaked out that they will accept death penalty for the terrorist. And the devil will make sure that among the terrorists are the true Christians. Not the false Christians who just sit in a church bench Sunday morning and do nothing. Just sing. Talking about Christian active who will denounce Antichrist. That guy is not the savior of the world. That guy is the devil in the flesh. Is the Antichrist. So those guys are going to be declared the enemy of the state, just like in the days of communism or even in China today. If you would do active propaganda against the government, you're going to be classified as a terrorist, enemy of the state, a spy, and then they just kill you on the spot. In China today, they kill you if you actively work against the government. They declare you enemy of the state, a terrorist, blah blah blah, and they kill you on the spot. Amen.